The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Welcome along to Remember When. This is a chance for us to take a look back at the trends and phenomena that defined our time as youth in Aotearoa. My name's Jane Yeag. Today I am joined by Deputy Editor of the Spinoff, Alice Neville, and Spinoff adjacent and Spinoff alum member, Hayden Donnell. I forgot your name for a second, Hayden.
It happens.
That's me.
We are together to Remember When, Big Fresh. Big Fresh was a New Zealand supermarket chain. It opened in 1988 in Mount Wellington in Auckland, and it ran until 2003. My memories of Big Fresh are firmly cemented in the Mount Wellington store, but tell me about your Big Fresh experiences.
Well, should I go first?
Sure.
I frequented the Johnsonville Big Fresh in our capital city. I lived in Karori. The ultimate weekend treat was to go on an almighty road trip, as it felt, probably was like 20 minutes, to Johnsonville to do this shopping. Me and my older sisters would convince my dad to take us, and it was just, there just was nothing like it. It's very hard to explain if you haven't been there, but just a wonderland of joy.
There is a whole generation of young people who have no clue why we would find heading to the supermarket such an exciting experience. Hayden, would you like to fill us in on why it was such an exciting experience?
Well, because every other supermarket is stale and boring and neon lit and absolutely devoid, particularly of giant anthropomorphic fruit and vegetables
and dairy products.
Dairy products. There's everything, actually. Oh my God, I've forgotten their name. It's called the Something Family. All of the fresh produce anthropomorphic are called the Something Family. I'll look that up afterwards. It's in my show, Get It to Te Papa.
Where can people watch that show?
They can watch it on Neon, formerly Lightbox, Knee Lightbox. They swayed back and forwards and you could press a button and make them sing. Basically, it was incredible. And I think probably for a lot of people, for a lot of children, terrifying.
I'm pretty sure there was a cow that mooed at the Johnsonville one. Does that ring a bell for anyone?
Ring a cowbell?
Hey!
Actually, a genuine large array of characters within Big Fresh.
There were chickens, weren't there? Weren't there chickens as well
that were roosting? Yeah, there's a big block of cheese, butter. I think the cheese had famously a hatchet that was embedded in its own head, so it was basically mutilating itself, which was, I think, part of the horror.
There was a big yogurt container, some salami. I think it was more like luncheon sausage, actually. Nothing as fancy as salami. But there was also, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like Big Fresh was the beginning of you had to walk through the produce to get to the rest of the store.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, I remember that as a kid being like, you were happy to. And that's why we have the fruit and veg in our memories so strongly, because they were the first ones. You couldn't avoid them. You had to go past them to get around the rest of the supermarket. And so they were the first ones you ever saw.
They're called the Goodness Family.
The Goodness Family. They were, when you walked in to Mount Wellington, they were right up in the rafters, swinging back and forth. Not swinging, but sort of tilting back and forth and singing kind of maniacally. You pressed a button to make them go?
I think that people pressed a button to make them go. I interviewed people that said actually they swayed all night or something in the stores, like they couldn't turn them off. This is just a rumor that I've heard.
Urban legend.
What I think is just pathetic, though, is that since Big Fresh shut down, no supermarket has done this. Why hasn't anyone tried to make shopping fun?
It's weird, eh?
It is weird when you think about it, because going to the supermarket with your parents was such a fucking bane of existence when you're a kid.
Hated it.
Absolutely hated it. And this supermarket came up with something that's fun. My mum had five kids, and we, you know, going to the supermarket, going to Big Fresh was a good time.
Yeah.
So for a parent to be able to do that, to be able to go, let's go to the supermarket, kids, and them to go, okay, instead of hell no, that's a great selling point.
The best part was when my sisters, who are 5 and 7 years older than me, when they got old enough that we could go by ourselves, and I think a couple of times we like tricked my dad into giving us his credit card, tootled off in my sister's red Ford Laser to Big Fresh, just the three of us. I was like, I don't know, 10. And I remember once getting lost, or like my sisters lost me in the aisles. I was like 11. Thought it would be funny if they put a call out over the loudspeaker for me, like I was a lost toddler. So I was just like, you know, minding my own business in a world of my own and down an aisle. And I heard like, Alice Neville, please come to the front desk. Your sisters are looking for you.
Look, I mean, that part of your tale when you say you voluntarily went off to the supermarket as young people, I think that's very telling.
It's so unusual, isn't it? It's a rare story.
It's a very rare
story. It's like going to the carnival or the circus.
Very similar.
I wonder if we should just put our heads together and start a supermarket chain and just, you know, take some leads from what Big Fresh did right back in the mainly 1990s.
So there are Big Fresh animatronic fruit and veggies around the country in various places. Kaipara Kumara is the primary venue for them now, just north of Dargaville.
The Wows, as they're known
over there. There's a store in Christchurch, I think, called Growers Direct, that has them. So there are supermarkets that are carrying on the legacy, but there's nothing with the scale and strength and cohesiveness of vision that Big Fresh had, because that was the real thing about Big Fresh. You know, it was a cohesive vision. You were walking into a place that was intricately designed. And I felt like that's quite amazing, because I interviewed the guy who actually designed the Wows, or the animatronic fruit and veggies, and he said that he basically just sketched them out over, like, he had drinks with the supermarket's founder and then just sketched them out over a night, and they just became, I think, like a really defining artifact in a lot of people's childhoods.
And it wasn't just those things, though. It wasn't just the Wows. It was also the theme of the whole supermarket was quite kind of like farmy, right? So it's almost like the original farmer's market.
It was. It was quite fancy. Like, it was almost like Faro or more Wilson's vibes, but just more fun. My sister remembers that there was a, like, ready-cut fruit that you could mix yourself into a fruit salad. Like, that's genius.
No one's fun anymore, are they? No, they're all, like, artisanal and they're trying to
like,
be,
you can
like...
be artisanal and fun.
Can you?
Well, Big Fresh was.
Bring back Big Fresh.
Please.
Is that an option? Who are they owned by? Who bought them out? Pack and
I
Save?
I think Food Town. I think it was one of those big chains, and they removed all of the animatronic fruit and veggies, and they took them off the shelves, and they took away all of the fun stands and the country music that played, and they replaced it with neon lights and generic products and very efficient movement throughout the store, and they removed the heart out of not just the stores, but the heart out of a lot of people's
What a dick move. It reminds me a little of McDonald's buying out a Georgie Pie and then just going closing
quite
that
similar,
shit down.
Yeah.
We need to do another one of these on the Georgie Pie ball pit in Glenfield.
Well. Oh, yeah. I wonder if it was too bold, too future, forward thinking for the time. And actually, if someone was bold enough to bring back Big Fresh now, it would work and it would make them heaps of money.
The government's just said that they have $5.3 billion more money than they thought they would, and they're freezing public servants' pay. So maybe if you're saving all that money, start up Big Fresh again. Mm.
State,
do it for the families.
State-run supermarkets with animatronic vegetables would be awesome. I'm getting visions of, like, in The Handmaid's Tale where they go and to those like stores, but more fun.
Come on, Grant Robertson, you'll be a god emperor.
I feel like they might fuck it up
forever.
They might fuck it up.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? Maybe it's best just living in our memories.
It possibly would be. Sometimes when you go back to things from childhood, they are disappointing. When I go to the Karori Normal School Gala as an adult, not as good.
Not as good. And then they'd probably get like Otis Frizzell or something to design
up. Try to make it cool.
They'd make it cool and it wouldn't be the same janky.
My popper's driveway that I tried to skateboard down, not as long as I thought.
Not as long, no. Tell you what is longer than I remember it, though, 100-metre sprint.
Oh, God, I've not attempted that in 20, 30 years.
Wish I hadn't put up my hand for the parents' race at school. That's all I'll say to that. Thank you very much, Alice and Hayden, for remembering when Big Fresh. Bring it back. Don't bring it back. I don't know. We just know that we love it.
No,
love
I
it,
think bring it. It back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
That's the consensus. Yep. Bring it back. Bring back Big Fresh. Thank you, Tina, for recording. Thank you to the Spinoff members. This has been Remember When.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.